DiNapoli says pre-tax profits in the securities and financial industry rose by 11% in the first half of 2018. That's above the increases during a strong 2017. Wall Street firms pay the highest average salary, over $400,000 a year, of any major industry in New York City. And annual bonuses paid to those workers are expected to be up for the third year in a row. The controller says that's good for the city's and the state's economy and its tax collections. 18% of New York State's total revenue comes from the financial industry.
However you feel about Wall Street, and sometimes it is a love-hate relationship among many folks, when they do well, we do well. So I think it is good news that profitability is there, and we're going to benefit from the tax revenue that will come from that.
The controller says while profits are increasing in the financial industry, that wealth is not necessarily translating to those lower down the economic ladder. But he says the climb in revenues to the state helps. It can be used for programs to assist those in need. DiNapoli, a Democrat, admits that the tax changes approved by President Trump and the Republican-led Congress late last year is boosting profits, at least in the short term.
It would be fair to say in the short run that it probably had a positive impact in terms of the psychology of what's happening on Wall Street. But, you know, I think to pronounce all of that as having a long-term positive, I would say the jury is still out.
He says the market is overdue for a correction, though. The controller says Wall Street is booming even when reined in by the regulations imposed after the 2008 crash. He says it shows the market can flourish even without having to take excessive risks. And he says attempts in Washington to roll back that oversight could lead to a return to a boom and bust cycle.
I think what this report shows is that they've been doing well even with the enhanced oversight. So the efforts to undercut or to gut that kind of regulation oversight, I think, is a mistake. I think we've shown that they can make money even with that oversight. So to the extent that we could avoid the kind of meltdown, the high-risk behavior, that high-risk, high-reward mentality that really led to the collapse that we had in 08 and 09.
When the governor and legislature had to cut $10 billion from the state budget. DiNapoli also says the British withdrawal from the European Union could benefit New York. He says the financial industry, which remains much smaller than before the 08 crash, is projected to add 1,700 jobs by the end of the year, some a result of Brexit's effect on London's markets. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.